Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
One of our coworkers, Paul McPhee, in our 570 newsroom always brings the craziest breakfast stuff. Remember they were tweeting pictures of his food for a while? Like, because he had crazy, crazy breakfast stuff. He gets here at, I can sense already that Farwell's annoyed. That's good. He gets here. I know what you're going to say. That annoyed you about the Twitter pictures of Paul McPhee's food. Am I correct or not so much?
I just thought the people in the newsroom should be more concerned with news.
I thought it was kind of fun.
But his breakfasts are, well, and breakfast, yeah, because the guy gets here. We think we get here at the crack of stupid.
Yeah.
He is here literally in the middle of the night. Typically comes in around 2 or 2:30 in the morning.
And mostly he's bringing, you know, leftover stuff from dinner time. That's what he's normally bringing. So it's not odd to see Paul McPhee eating like 2 cheeseburgers, like homemade hamburgers and a Caesar salad at 5:45 a.m.
That's true.
What he does.
Yep.
And so sometimes you walk in there, you're like, what is being cooked in this microwave? Wow, that's amazing. And skillful. And it's he's nuking up something that from leftovers last night.
That's right.
I always kind of enjoy it because I love food. When I was reading this list, I was trying to think of something that would gross me out to smell. And I couldn't think. Onions, probably. Just because they're so permeating. And I don't like the raw onion smell in the garbage can.
I just think people should at some point consider others in the office when making their food. For example, there was a time
that's
here,
what we're talking about. Offensive smelling foods to eat in the office.
And I don't even know if it's offensive. I guess there could be some that are offensive if you don't enjoy the food as much. But I remember there was a time here where somebody went on a binge of microwave popcorn.
Yes.
And look, I who doesn't love the
that's
smell
Arlene
of popcorn?
That's Arlene in the newsroom too.
Who does not love the smell?
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking, really, at work? Because you're the only one that's eating it, and everybody has to smell your popcorn. And actually, it turned out there were other people in this building that complained, and we got a cease and desist order.
What?
No
Who
more
complained? What do you
some
mean?
Some other offices, because the smell would...
Oh, people need to get
well,
a life.
Well, we got an email from our big boss saying, no more microwave popcorn.
I didn't know that. I don't remember that. I choose to ignore
absolutely
most of
happened.
His emails. Popcorn?
Yes.
I don't remember it either, Polly. I think he dreamt it.
It happened.
The thing is, when you burn the popcorn, that's the problem. Once you burn that popcorn, it's so hard to get that smell out of your house and your or
right.
your kitchen. So some other offensive foods. So popcorn is actually at the lowest part of the list. Raw onions, hard boiled eggs.
Sorry, guys, I do that every morning.
I don't care at all. Honestly, I don't. It doesn't bother me at all.
That's
I mean,
good.
We're all like family in here, anyways, right? Kimchi. I love kimchi. So when I read it, I was like, "Ooh, I'm gonna eat some kimchi." I would eat that fermented stuff. Any sort of fish is at the top of the list.
Yeah, I brought
any sort
salmon
of fish.
One time.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I wasn't thinking. I admit a huge mistake on my part. I love
into
salmon.
This office.
Oh yeah.
Maybe the memo was about him.
No, it was one time.
So
I
wait
brought
a second.
It.
You heated up fish, and that was fine. And somebody made popcorn, and the whole building lost their minds.
I don't know if my fish was fine. I did it one time.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was not a good idea. I did not do it again.
Yeah, because it's at the you should be fired scale. There's a scale.
Oh, in that case,
at the bottom.
Guess what I'm bringing to work tomorrow?
The entire trout?
That's right.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.